The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I make it a point on this show not just to talk to you about the stupid and crazy thing leftists are doing right now, which they're always doing crazy and stupid things, but also calling out Republicans and the right when they are ridiculous. And if you're looking for a ridiculous Republican, look no further than Dan Crenshaw. Dan Crenshaw was asked recently about Americans' overwhelming support for banning stock trading for congressmen, and he clearly took it very personally. Here it is.
But polling shows that there is majority support. 86% of Americans support a ban on members of Congress trading stocks. You've been sort of ambivalent about something like that. I did see that a bill did make its way out of committee. Would you vote for a ban on Congress members trading stocks?
Yeah, I mean, this is like number 1,000 on my priority list of things to care about. This is one of those stupid things that I've been dragged through the mud on. You know how much money I've ever had in the stock market? About $20,000. And yet I've been dragged through the mud on this as if like there's some insider trading. I had to send a letter to Fox News, a threatening letter from my lawyers, threatening them with defamation because Jesse Waters had basically insinuated that I was insider trading. Of course, it's not true. You'd be more surprised how much little information we have. This is one of those bills that like, people support it. Yeah, sure. Okay. Who cares? Because I barely have anything in the market anyway. Are there a couple cases wherein Nancy Pelosi has some very suspicious timing of her trades? Yeah, that has happened. But nobody else can point any other examples out. So sure. Yeah. Why not? Don't let us trade stocks. We'll just keep whipping ourselves. How about we don't make any money either? How about like just cut our paychecks? We haven't gotten a pay raise since 2008, even a COLA increase. So, yeah, this is a great idea. Let's make Congress a place where only the millionaires can actually afford to do the job. This is a wonderful idea. Let's just keep doing that.
Typically, when you ask someone if you think something shouldn't be allowed, you only get angry if you're actually doing that thing. If you're not doing that thing, you tend to just not care. And Dan Crenshaw being so unbelievably angry during this whole interview, I think is a proof. I don't want to get sued by Dan Crenshaw because apparently that's just what he does. He just sues everyone that he doesn't agree with. So I'm not going to say he did it. But what I'm saying is, why would you get mad at Americans having a real concern if it wasn't happening? It's the same thing with people on the left. On the left, if you say, hey, by the way, kids are getting gender surgeries and gender-affirming surgeries. No, it's kind of the opposite, right? They're like, no, that never happens. That never happens. And it's angry. I'm going to use my angry voice. How dare you say that children are getting mutilated? And you're like, oh, okay, awesome. Let's ban it then. And they're like, no, why would you ban it? And you're like, wait, I thought it wasn't happening. And this is exactly what Dan Crenshaw just did, but on the Republican side. And look, I get it. At the same time, things get sensationalized. People make it out like every member of Congress is making millions a year in the stock market. I know that's not true. But also, if it isn't happening, then why are you so nervous about it being banned? Like, why do you care so much? Why can't – this is one of the most frustrating things about Congress. You want to talk about things that are just really unanimously supported? banning trading stocks in Congress is one of them. But the other one is single issue bills. We don't need these omnibus packages. We don't need 50 bills into one. Just sign one bill. Very easy vote, very simple. It can be like less than a page long. Get an intern, get ChatGPT to write it up. Get some people who are experts in law to put some edits in there, make sure it's tight. Maybe it has to be a couple pages, whatever, not 100 pages. And then have everyone, it's one issue. Should we ban the trade of stocks for Congress people? Have Congress vote on it, have the Senate vote on it. It's over. It could be done in 30 minutes flat. It's not hard. They're acting like it's really hard. So why not ban it if it's not happening? The one thing that I do agree with Crenshaw on is that congressmen should be able to make money. I don't think that it's all service. And the reason why I say that, and basically what he says is he's right, is if there's no pay for the job, if there's no way to make money, then only millionaires can be in Congress. And I don't believe that, but I do find it very funny that he talks about the fact that he hasn't gotten a raise since 2008. Let's take stock on why people get raises. There's basically only two reasons why anyone would ever get a raise for any job. The first reason is they do a good job, or for whatever reason, they're adding more value to the company. So they're able to justify, hey, you should spend more money on me because I'm doing a great job. And there's no way that applies to Congress. No one believes that. Their favorability is incredibly low. And that brings us to kind of the second reason why someone gets a raise, and that's to keep up with inflation. Because if inflation is at about 3% on average every year, and you get a raise of 2%, you're basically taking a pay cut, and everyone knows that. And so you should at least be getting a 3% raise every year, and that's if you just did an average job. If you did an average job, you should get at least a 3% raise. But guess what? This doesn't apply to Congress either, because Congress is the one that causes inflation in the first place. So I don't really think Congress deserves a raise until they can basically keep inflation under 2% for at least 8 years. If they can't do that, then why are we giving them a raise? If they really want a raise to keep up with inflation, stop inflation. They've got more control over their raise than anyone else, because other people, if they get a 0% raise, they don't get to control what the inflation is. If Congress gets a 0% raise, then they might think to themselves, oh, maybe we should shoot for 1% to 2% inflation so we don't lose too much of our paycheck. So don't complain to me about inflation when you're the one causing it. And in terms of banning insider trading, I think Congress members should be able to trade index funds, because you still want to build wealth as a congressperson, just like you do as any American. You can still trade index funds. You can't trade single stocks. And it's for obvious reasons. If you're involved in certain companies, certain regulations, that's going to affect single stocks much more than an index fund. And at some point, if Congress is having hearings with tech companies and things start looking bad, does Congress really have that much more insight than the average American does to maybe pull out a QQQ, for instance, which is a tech index fund? I don't really think so. If you're talking about an individual stock, maybe. But I think average day Americans probably have about the same insight into index funds as Congress people. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I don't think they should be banned from index funds. I just think single stocks would be fairly appropriate. This seems really easy to do. As it was pointed out in that video, the polling for a bill like that is nearly unanimous. Like, what is nearly unanimous in the United States if we talk about any of the issues? We cannot agree in the United States, even close, that taxes are bad. We cannot agree that ending the life of a baby is bad. In fact, most people think it's okay. I don't know if most people think taxes are good, but it's not. Like she was saying, like 85% of people want to ban stock trading for Congress people. The numbers aren't even that good for I don't think taxes are good. It's probably like 60-40, which is crazy. So somehow those are all controversial, which I don't understand. So if this isn't controversial, Congress should just pass it tomorrow. And of course, they don't want to do that. And I don't think it takes a lot of wondering to know why they don't want to do that. So speaking of corrupt, paying as much taxes as we do is pretty much a ludicrous idea, and it is tax season, unfortunately. Fortunately, though, I get my taxes done with QuickTax America, so tax season is bearable again. QuickTax America files all federal returns for just $69. Yeah, it's only $69. It doesn't matter how complicated your taxes are. They do it for less than half the price of the big guys. If you filed your taxes last year, you know what I'm talking about. Even with super cheap services like TurboTax. You spend 4 hours doing it. It's like $140. With QuickTax America, they do all the work for you. You simply answer a few questions, you upload your documents, and you schedule a 15-minute call with a tax professional, and they do the rest. Don't partner with woke companies that like the IRS. Work with QuickTax America instead. Get a great service at a great price and your best return, because QuickTax America hates the IRS as much as you do. So go to QuickTaxAmerica.com or go to the link in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.